Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Frank Schirmeister. Frank is Vice President of Solutions and Business Development at Arteris. He leads activities in industry verticals, including automotive and enterprise computing and technology horizontals like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and safety. For DAC 2024, Frank is the vice chair for the engineering tracks, and that is what we'll talk about today. Welcome back to the podcast, Frank.
Thanks for having me. Good seeing you, Dan.
So, Frank, this will be the 61st DAC, which is amazing. How many DACs have you attended during your career?
Oh, my first DAC was back in 97, so I'm going on like 25 or something like that. So I definitely have been there a lot. So DAC was always the cornerstone event for EDA, and then for a while also for embedded in the center of the year.
Yeah, I agree. DAC has been a huge part of my career. This is my 40th DAC. I went in 1984 to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and well, I tell you, DAC has changed. Back then, it was very festive.
Yeah.
So we've made some changes over the years. Let's talk about the engineering track and the R&D track. What makes the DAC engineering track different from the R&D track?
The engineering track is really focused, if you will, on practitioners. It's engineer to engineer exchange of experiences. It's much closer to what you see on user conferences. It used to be years back, we called it, I think, the designer track. Specifically, it is not like a six-page extended abstract with deep research. It's really a much more streamlined process of submitting abstracts around engineering experiences, which would be different, which would be interesting for other engineers to listen to. So you send in basically a six paper presentation and then you refine it if you're accepted. So it's a much less researchy, much more practitioner type environment.
And what role do you play?
So I'm the vice chair. So we have a classic TPC for the four main parts, classic technical program committee. Amber and I are the two chairs that oversee this, looking really at that everything goes together, that the seams are correct, that the individual track chairs do the reviews and the judgments of the submissions and so forth, so we get to an attractive program at the end.
Great. Yeah, I've been on the DAC committee before. It's a lot of work, but it's nice to be able to see, you know, the quality of results, you know, based on the amount of effort you guys put in. So we all appreciate it. So Frank, what are the themes of the DAC engineering track?
Well, we have a split similar to the research track into four domains. So we have front-end, back-end, IP, and embedded. So front-end is essentially everything that gets you to RTL. Back-end is everything RTL downstream to GDS2 in implementation. So there's some, obviously, some gray zone in between there as these also impact each other. Then we have an IP track, which is focusing on IP development. The essential IP delivery, the challenges around IP, sometimes the business model. And then we have an embedded track, which is really focusing on the software that is hardware aware. So we're talking about the lower level software like OSs and compilers and things like that, that have impact on the hardware software interface.
So what are some of the highlights from last year?
Well, we had, when we look into the engineering track specifically, we had some really interesting presentations that were talking about IP verification in the front end. So there were methodologies really how to get to specific levels of coverage. Some of it is related to a delivery of IP, for instance, but then really verification experiences, implementation experiences, and then the embedded world. We had some even some chiplet and AI related bits and pieces that were talked about, where software and hardware interact with each other. Some of the best papers last year were companies for the IP track, for instance, that would deal with specific architecture considerations from an IP perspective for generative AI. So that will be a big theme and topic for this year as well, generative AI and chiplets. And yeah, so it's really a practitioner event for the engineering tracks, talking to other engineers and exchanging best practices, if you will.
And right now, the proposal phase is open, right? So what companies would you like to see submit proposals?
So there's really a good mix. So yes, the call for papers is open. I think it goes into early January for the engineering track. For the research track, I think at the time this podcast airs, it we are very close to the final submission deadline. Engineering track is a little bit later, in early January, I believe. And the types of companies we want to submit tracks are really people in the front-end, back-end, IP and embedded domains that have interesting projects to talk about and interesting methodologies to exchange engineer to engineer that increase productivity. Really, it's a best practicing. So where DAC from a research perspective is often very driven by universities and research and the next level of inventions that make itself into products a couple of years down the road. The engineering track is really something where you can go to your boss and say, hey, I looked at the agenda and I'm having all these verification challenges. These are the exchanges I can see on the presentations I can see from other companies in this domain. So it's typically semiconductor companies that talk about methodologies, how to deliver verification, implementation, IP development, and embedded flows more productively. And yeah, so the typical semiconductor and the embedded groups and semiconductor companies as well. Also, some of the themes are around things like safety, security, AI, like scaling challenges. So we are also looking at the end users, people who would consume the IP, to consider submitting submitting papers around what they want to see with respect to interaction with their suppliers, right? What the semiconductor company can do better from a verification perspective to basically make it easier than to get certified, for example. Safety is a big issue there.
Right. And who is the intended audience?
So from an audience perspective, again, this is really more a practitioner's event, the engineering tracks. So again, the R&D track is in full swing and all this cool stuff we see in products down the road later are being discussed on how to get to the latest technologies, how to get to 3 nanometer, 2 nanometer and beyond. This is really about practitioners. So it's actually people who are in projects. So you want to talk to your boss and say, especially if you are in Silicon Valley, spend a day there and learn about how other companies implement verification, implementation, IP development, integration, and embedded parts in their projects, just to make yourself more efficient. So it's project managers, designers dealing with verification and implementation. And those are really the intended audience in an engineer to engineer type environment. So think of it a bit like a user conference a vendor would do, but independent of the vendor, right? And with a kind of submission process that is industry-wide. So you see these engineering best practices that are delivered by other engineering practitioners.
Yeah, excellent. I think that's the best type of content is, you know, sharing your experience and how you're solving problems and, you know, directly from the person who actually does it.
Just to add to that, as such, it's also slightly different than the R&D, the research conference. The full conference has a price level which is really geared towards researchers like ICCAD, and they get their references there for their PhD studies and so forth. And whenever you want to become an IEEE fellow, you need that many references and papers submitted. The engineering track is at a lower price level. So if you look at the sign up, the engineering track is not like the full conference. So there are tiers really in DAC, which is the full R&D bit, the engineering bit, which is at a lower price point, and then the exhibits only, right, where we have the I Love DAC type things for the DAC Monday and so forth.
Yeah, I think the engineering track sounds quite interesting. So what are you looking for personally for the DAC 2024 engineering track?
Well, we are living in such interesting times from a semiconductor perspective, and the technologies like EDA, the embedded adjacencies enabling all this. I mean, it's really the golden age, right? And as Hennessy and Patterson postulated in their Turing lecture. So what I'm looking forward to is really seeing us how it gets us to the next couple of years, perhaps the next decade of trends. So there will be trend sessions. What's the latest in verification productivity? How do you combine hardware and software-based verification, all these things? The latest in trends for implementation for the new technologies, the more aggressive technologies, 3 nanometer and beyond. And there are a lot of interesting application themes that will overlay, right? So AI, generative AI will be big topics, both for the AI usage in making the development more productive, as well as developing products using EDA tools to then have the AI semiconductor and electronic systems built. So we will for sure see things like, will Gen AI help you to do your Python scripting more efficient? Will Gen AI help you to check on requirements much more efficiently and things like that? So AI, ML are probably key themes to look for, including, and I'm looking forward to those personally. And then there are kind of overlay horizontals, if you will. Safety is a big topic, especially in industrial and automotive domains. Security is always a big topic. And that, again, intersects with AI a little bit, right? We had already interesting discussions this past DAC about AI-driven development flows. What is happening to the data? Where is the data coming from to train these AI systems? Obviously, semiconductor companies, that's their bread and butter and their crown jewels. They need to keep that type of know-how within their environment, right? So what does that have as a consequence for AI training and things like that? Who owns the data? So there will be lots of interesting and future defining topics. I'm looking forward to this day.
I am too. I think there's going to be some really good AI content for sure. So the number 61 DAC call for contributions for the engineering track needs to be submitted by January 16th. So that's coming up. And DAC, by the way, is June 23rd to the 27th at Moscone Center West, of course. And hope to see you all there. And hey, Frank, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me then. Talk soon.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.